This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. I hope you had a good weekend. The memo dropped on Friday. The FISA memo got released. And you know what? It had no national security implications in it whatsoever. None. But you know what it had plenty of? I'm about to tell you, audience of the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to call us, 844-551-8255. It had plenty of information about crooked FBI people. That's what it had. It essentially said, in a very succinct manner, that the FBI had no reason to believe the fake dossier. They had no reason to believe the person who prepared it. They knew that Hillary Clinton and the DNC had paid to have it done. It was essentially a fictitious document. That's what it was. End of story. And they knew it. Everybody up the food chain. Comey knew it. Rosenstein knew it. What was that lady that quit? Sally Yates. She knew it. And so what it did is it did a couple things right away. Let me just break it down for you. Number one, Mueller, your investigation is done. There is no collusion between Trump and the Russians, and he needs to shut it down. He needs to shut it down. And then Donald Trump needs to find somebody to become special prosecutor to investigate everyone involved in this. And I promise you, this will take us up through the election. It's no longer going to be about Trump. It's going to be the rats scurrying to protect Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton if they choose to do so. Mission impossible, if you ask me. But that's what all the hoopla was about. Now, let me just say this, folks. To the layman that are looking at this, you know, document that got released, and they're going, I don't really get it. I don't understand. What's the big deal? It is a big deal. It's a huge deal. Why do you think the Democrats fought so hard to stop it? This case easily proves that the FBI colluded against Donald Trump to keep him out of office, and they were willing to look at a disgraced former FBI informant to have him do it. Donald Trump is, man, I told you, talk about coming out smelling like a rose. Here's the one section of it that, to me, pretty much says it all. According to the head of the FBI's counterintelligence division, Assistant Director Bill Priestap. By the way, this is the guy who replaced Peter Strzok. Corroboration of the Steele dossier was in its infancy at the time of the initial Page FISA application. After Steele was terminated, a source validation report conducted by an independent unit within FBI assessed Steele's reporting as only minimally corroborated. Yet in early January of 2017, Director Comey briefed President-elect on a summary of the Steele dossier, even though it was, according to his June 2017 testimony, salacious and unverified. While the FISA application relied on Steele's past record of credible reporting on other unrelated matters, it ignored or concealed his anti-Trump financial and ideological motivations. Furthermore, Deputy Director McCabe testified before the committee in December of 2017 that no surveillance warrant would have been sought from the FISC, the FISC, without the Steele dossier information. So in other words, it's fruit of a poison tree, and there isn't even any fruit. How pathetic. So the question becomes, who ignored it? Who decided that this is something that needs to see the light of day? Well, you know who it was. It was a bunch of minions, everybody in the food chain from Steele himself, as they said, who had not only a financial but a philosophical disagreement with, well, financial gain, as well as they call it an ideological motivation, but so did everybody else. That's what we were talking about when we were talking about what Strzok and Lisa Page did when they were colluding together to say, we got to get rid of this guy at all cost. And now we can connect all the dots. Yeah. Everybody in Comey's universe ignored the obvious. Now, the real investigations get to start. As I said earlier, Mueller should shut his down. Save face. How are you going to prosecute somebody when you now know that the FBI started the whole thing on bogus stuff? Not to mention, Trump's not guilty of anything. If anybody has recourse, it's people like Manafort. It's people like, Carter Page isn't guilty. If it were me, if I were Donald Trump Jr., if I were Jared Kushner, if I were Michael Flynn, Manafort, any of them, I would sue everybody in the food chain, including the federal government. I'd say, you just ruin people's lives. Mike Flynn was on the president's cabinet, a part of history, reputation in tatters. I met General Flynn, met him in Cleveland, great guy, stellar record. You don't get to be a three-star general and be a chump. This guy, reputation, he's like the Darren Wilson of politics. You know who Darren Wilson is, right? Dude, the cop that killed Michael Brown. Michael Flynn is a casualty of nothing. And now they know. But it gets worse because now we know that it's one thing the FBI went after Donald Trump. It's another that they exonerated Hillary Clinton. And Clinton's list of excuses, the FBI cost me the election. No. The FBI saved your butt. Had the FBI done its job, Donald Trump is running against nobody. Bernie Sanders. If the FBI done its job, Bernie Sanders is the candidate. End of story. I remember saying there was a group that predicted every election, who would win, who would be up against what, and who would win. And they picked Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, and people thought, that's crazy. That's exactly who it was supposed to be. Then they picked Trump beating Sanders, of course. I want to talk when we come back. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about this because, do you believe it or not, this is what I liken this revelation to, like I said, getting your black belt. When I got my black belt, I remember thinking to myself, man, I could hardly wait because then I'm done. I'm like, oh, and I remember a black belt telling me, Kevin, that is such a misnomer. You're completely wrong, dude. When you get your black belt, you will just start beginning to learn. Or you'll begin to learn, not start beginning. You know what I mean.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We are on the heels now, in the wake of the release of the FISA memo, the four-page document that was supposed to be so shocking and revolutionary, you know, against national security, that everybody was against it, the FBI, all the Democrats, and it's been released, and I read it, 4 pages, took me about, I don't know, 4 minutes, 3 minutes maybe, and I didn't see anything that would have that was upending national security. I saw a lot of stuff that certainly impugned the investigative techniques, if you will, of the FBI. I saw a lot of that. Politico reported this in a briefing. House Intelligence Committee staff said the memo reveals that the Steele dossier was a factor in the initial October 21, 2016 warrant to spy on Carter Page and was included in several 90-day renewals as well. Three of the applications were signed off by Comey, one by his long-term deputy Andrew McCabe. See, what they're wanting to do now is give cover by saying, no, they weren't spying on Trump. They were spying on McCabe. And McCabe eventually worked for Trump. Ergo, it was okay to spy on Trump. Now, you might not know this. You might not remember this. But when Carter Page was told, oh, yeah, there were reasons that we were looking at you because you'd visited Russia. He goes, I've never been to Russia. And they go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then they said, oh, but wait a minute, you have a Russian wife. And he goes, well, and I'm kind of not, I'm just trying to go from memory, but it was something either like, no, my wife is Croatian, and she's never been to Russia. It was like, ba-bam. I mean, they just slam dunked this idea. Politico goes on to say, those applications were also approved by the Justice Department by a succession of top Justice Department officials, once by Sally Yates, an Obama administration holdover who acted as Attorney General until 2017 January. Once Dana Boente, B-O-E-N-T-E, that's a guy, by the way, who succeeded Yates, and once by Rod Rosenstein, who was confirmed by the Deputy Attorney General in March. The memo suggests that the FBI and Justice Department knew that Steele's work had been financed by the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign, but didn't disclose the political connection in any of its applications. They also didn't disclose Steele's personal antipathy for Trump, which committee officials said included him telling a top DOJ official that he was desperate that Donald Trump not get elected. Now, let me ask you. A guy that tells you, I'm desperate to keep Donald Trump out. And you go, hey, give us that dossier that you've prepared, unbiased, of course, so we can submit it to get an application to go spy on a guy who we say is tangentially connected to the Russians because his wife, his name is Natasha, but neither of those people have ever been to Russia. This is what we're talking about. President Trump called it shameful. That's what it is. Shameful. They also suggested that Steele misled officials about his contacts with the media when he initially reached out to provide the dossier. Now, all I could gather from that, and they're going to be pundits talking about it for the next week, what I gathered from that was that he essentially sold this to the media as official, when in fact he was already dismissed from the FBI because they said he was unreliable. So you got the list of people now that we need to go after. And Rosenstein's name had already been floated. But let's talk about Sally Yates. You remember Sally Yates? Former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates. She was fired by President Trump. But she had this to say back in December of last year. By the way, she had said she would not execute on Donald Trump's order, the travel order. That was where you start maybe remember hearing her name if you don't recall completely. But anyway, they said, back in December, former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates implored the public, get this, to embrace American core values of freedom and justice or run the risk of letting an unnamed force at hand potentially ruin what makes America unique. She's talking about this in the context of the travel order. She also called on Washington and the public to remember the lessons of Watergate and honor the rule of law. Here's what she says. Over the course of our nation's history, we have faced inflection points, times when we had to decide who we are as a country and what we stand for. It reminds me of Obama saying, that's just not who we are. Or what did he say? Something like that, right? That's not what we are. Now in such a time, she says, beyond policy disagreements and partisan gamesmanship, there is something much more fundamental hanging in the balance. Will we remain faithful to our country's core values? She wrote that in an op-ed in December of last year. Got fired in January. Now, it sounded rather Comey-esque to me because Comey's been coming out with all these flowering little things like, stand tall, FBI people. You're going to come under attack. You think Comey knew what was happening? You think somebody maybe leaked the memo to Comey to say, holy cow, dude, what did you do to us, boy? Yates is eventually going to get prosecuted. Rosenstein, look, I don't care about optics. I don't think Donald Trump does either. I would call a press conference and say, "This, what we need to do, taxpayers, is we need to take the bill for everybody who was investigating this witch hunt on me, and we need to make, you should issue a class action lawsuit against every Democrat, anybody who's been for this, and they should have to pay back the taxpayers." That's number one. Number two, Mueller needs to shut this witch hunt, snipe hunt of an investigation, finger quotes used, down. And then Sessions needs to start a special counsel to investigate every clown in the circus that you've just witnessed over the last year and a half. That's what needs to happen. I'd love to see President Trump come out with something like that. Because America waits to hear the sound of those prison bars clank close behind all these different criminals. That's what they are. They are criminals. And for Sally Yates, McCabe, Comey, they're the beginning of this conspiracy, folks. They're not the main people. They're not the major players. The major players in this conspiracy are Hillary Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Barack Obama, and that entire team. That's who's complicit. Man, I can't wait. This is only beginning. Like I said earlier, you know, we waited for this document to fall. We already knew what was going to happen. We knew, you know, that the left is, you know, I said before, this document didn't do anything except it validated what we already know. Well, good. Now we know. And the Democrats have already issued, you don't understand all the underlying reasons. Oh, yeah, we do. We've got plenty. It was said in testimony by McCabe, this dossier was the chief reason we started this investigation. And this dossier is junk. It is toilet paper. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're on the heels of the FISA memo that's now out. And there were some really cool tweets on this, and I think we should explore some of these. They called it the National Shift Your Pants Day for Democrats, which I thought was really funny. Pardon me. National Shift Your Day Pants. Of course, in reference to Adam Schiff, who was having a conniption over this. You can't release it. It's got too many things. It's got national security implications. Oh, my gosh. It can't do it. It'll be DEFCON 4. It's going to expose the FBI and their tactics and things like this. And it gets released. They go, oh, what was it? It was no big deal. So what's the big deal? Don't you find that interesting? That, to me, is the most interesting point. How many people said, that? What will it expose? It's going to do this. It'll ruin the way, you know, the people think about the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it did ruin the way people think about the FBI. Look, you'd be crazy as an American right now to believe the left who wants you to put a blanket over you. You know, put that hood over your head and say, you know, the FBI is good. Yeah, they haven't done anything crooked. If you're American today and you don't see the FBI as a crooked organization who really did try to thwart an election, then you're just not paying attention. A never-Trumper, a guy by the name of Sohrab Ahmari, said this. This is what he said. He's a never-Trumper. This is a leftist. He said, this is devastating. Unless there really is something to those material omissions of fact, and it has to be really strong counterweight evidence, this vindicates the vision of the politicized bureaucracy out to sink Trump and his associates. That is what an avid leftist anti-Trumper said of this. I'm just telling you, it doesn't get any worse for the Democrats. Here's what's happening. At the base level, they don't quite understand it. They can be fooled a little bit, even though they're starting to get it. At the intellectual level of the Democrats, the ones that they don't want to lose, they see it. I'll tell you who this guy is in a bit. I want to get through some of these tweets. The Trump train tweeted this. Huge. Steele was directed by Fusion GPS to leak information to Yahoo News. Then the FBI used the Yahoo News article as a source in the Carter Page FISA application. This is proof of a collusion between the Clinton campaign, FBI, and mainstream media in an attempt to stop Trump. Now, I already explained about Carter Page, a guy who's married to a Russian lady. They accused him of being in a meeting with Russians in Moscow. Carter Page says, I have, number one, my passport shows you I've never been to Moscow. And ergo, if I've never been to Moscow, I certainly wasn't at a meeting that occurred in Moscow. That's how bad it's gotten. guy named Thomas Paine. He has a blog site called True Pundit, I believe. Anyway, he says, that's the end of the FBI as you know it. Trump already laying pipe work behind the scenes to chop it up. Ray, you are free to go before the special counsel is appointed. The IG is running your agency right now anyway, and wait until that report drops. So this is a guy that's on the inside, has FBI insiders, and he's giving us more of a tidbit saying, we're not done. By the way, I've heard that we're not done from other sources. A guy named John Cardillo said this. He says, Comey, this is in response to Comey saying, what's the big deal? He says, Comey, you testified under oath to Congress that the dossier was, quote, salacious and unverified. Yet you certified its veracity to the FISA court prior to that testimony. That's perjury, obstruction of justice, abuse of authority. What am I missing? See, when Comey gets back before the man in 90 days, I don't know what it's going to take, but it is going to take that long. And to Carl's point, Carl's a guy who wrote to me and said, Kevin, nothing's going to happen. Nobody will get indicted. You know, it's going to be more of the same. And I told Carl, I beg to differ. You're going to start watching the fallout. And here's what's interesting about everything that we've looked at over the last decade. Look at every scandal from Benghazi, IRS scandal, VA scandal, running guns into Mexico, Fast and Furious, and on down the line. All these scandals that Barack Obama said from his scandal-free administration, and nothing was done. We don't even know the names. We know Lois Lerner in the IRS. That's all we know. Shinseki's the only person who left in the VA, and he had nothing to do with it. He was appointed after the fact. He resigned and got his pension. We know no other names in the VA. We know very few names in Benghazi. I mean, we know Susan Rice and Hillary Clinton. We don't know very many people. In this, we know a lot of folks. We know McCabe. We know Comey. We know Rosenstein. We know Yates. And many of these people have already started to lawyer up. So when you look at how long it's taken, Trump's been in office a year. Obama went 8 years of scandals, and you can't name four people that are involved in all of the different things that he's been involved in. I'm talking about pointing a finger directly at him. And now in a short amount of time, we know who to go after. If you don't call that progress, that's huge progress. If the left is talking about you can't impugn the reputation of the FBI, are any of you buying that? Are your friends buying it? The answer is no. You can impugn the FBI. And I want to get to some of these other tweets because we're going to run out of time. So here's one. Wow, this is from Mark Meadows. He says, wow, Bruce Orr, a DOJ official, was receiving opposition research from his wife, Nellie Orr, who was working for Fusion GPS. Bruce Orr was taking DNC Clinton paid for opposition research and giving it to the FBI. That relationship was not disclosed to the FISA court. How does this happen? Now, that's a pretty good synopsis of exactly what occurred, and you got to ask yourself, in America, that can happen. You can get all the. I mean, how are the Democrats going to get around this? What counter argument can you say that allows Bruce or a DOJ official to receive opposition research from his wife, who was working for an opposition research group to Donald Trump, then taking that opposition research and giving it to the FBI? What part of that are you going to defend? I'm curious. If you are a person that's on the left, please call me 844-551-8255 and defend that. Send me a note, kjradio.com. Defend it. Defend it. And here's the other thing. If you're listening to the program and you're as outraged as I'm sure most of America is at this point, tell me that. I want to know what part of this is most outrageous to you. Donald Trump said this. The top leadership and investigators of the FBI and the Justice Department have politicized the sacred investigative process in favor of Democrats and against Republicans, something which would have been unthinkable just a short time ago. Rank and file people are great people. But he's pointing the finger at leadership, and he's exactly right. And that's a smart move, because what Donald Trump did in that tweet is he said, hey, rank and file people, I got your back. If you want to narc on these clowns and tell us what's been going on, I got your back. Now, something tells me Donald Trump already knows. I mean, he's got information, and it's beyond this. And let me tell you, this guy has been underestimated at every turn. My suspicion is people have already started whispering in his ear what they know. And I'm getting some feedback from that from various other sources. Here's what Tucker Carlson had to say. He said, law enforcement and intel agencies will remain as long as this country stays intact. We've got to trust them. We allow them to operate in secrecy because they tell us they must. In exchange, they must operate with integrity. They must prove to us they haven't become a political tool. Do you feel proof of that? Because I don't. This is a weaponized version. This is a weaponized strong arm of the Democratic Party done so under Barack Obama. Now, has this been brewing for a while? Absolutely. Government is dominated by leftists. But you always were taught to believe that, political ideologies aside, these people are willing to protect, you know, the sacred nature of the Constitution. Let me tell you something. Leftists don't care about the Constitution except to apply it in their favor. They don't care about it to protect the American citizen. If you believe anything other than that, you are naive. You are a bumpkin. And they rely on that. They've trained you to be a bumpkin. I'm just saying, folks, we can no longer trust the FBI. We can no longer trust the Department of Justice. And I'm telling you right now, you can't even trust the Trump version of it at this stage, because it is still infiltrated by rats. Donald Trump is surrounded by enemies of the state. And the best thing you can hope is that before they try to do something to him, he figures it out and it gets rid of him. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. Anyway, I want to cover a few more of these tweets when we get back. Listen to Kevin Jackson Show. Keep it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Are you curious of what the polling is going to be on this FISA drop and what Donald Trump is doing? Because let me tell you, the polls right now have shifted dramatically. I saw a poll that had, does Trump have the right agenda for the country? And it was like 43% said no, 51% said yes, and this was like, I don't know, a couple months ago. Now it's flipped. 53% say yes, 41% say no. Now, I don't know how 41% of the people can look at what Trump does and say he doesn't have the right, you know, stuff. He's not moving the economy in the right direction. But, you know, whatever. Whatever's clever. The stock market dropped 600 points the other day, and you could almost see the exuberance on the face of Shepard Smith on Fox. I was just saw a clip, and because he was talking about this FISA stuff, and they showed me the clip, and he was pointing to it, exuberant, like, look at this, ha 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 ha. And I'm thinking, okay, so the stock market's still gone up tremendously. Yeah, it backed off. They call it a correction. It's not even a full correction because it's still way up. But people are mocking it. And what was funny, analysts were saying, I watched this later on Fox Business, and they were saying, it's the strangest thing because all the indicators are that this should be not happening. And it's okay. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's happening in the market right now. I haven't looked. But my suspicion is it'll slowly go back up. If you don't panic, it's going to go back up. Just sit it out. All the indicators are there. But anyway, back to the regular polls. The polling is, so we're flipping on, is the economy going in the right direction? I've already told you guys, black people, Trump has doubled the support of black folks that he had from before his election. And we talked about the poll after his State of the Union. So now that you've got this new FISA drop and we're seeing what's happening, and as I said earlier, the intellectuals in the left, on the left, the people who have, there was a guy, he's a hardcore anti-Trumper, leftist, who said, if this stuff is to be believed, and I'm beginning to believe it because I don't think they're going to be able to refute it, this is one of the worst things I've seen in this government. If you don't think there's another layer, there's a layer of those people out there, they have become the most dangerous people on the planet to the Democrats. See, those are the people who are smart enough to get it, and they've been ideologically trained to just believe all things Democrat. They hate Trump. He is the evil, the antichrist, blah, blah, blah. And suddenly, they find out this man has been telling the truth. Have you had a situation like that in your life where you believe somebody, you're like, oh no, that so-and-so, he's right as rain, man. And then you find out that person is a duplicitous liar. I had a PR person like that. Thought she had my back, really believed in her. She convinced me that she was a Christian. She was all these good things. She's the biggest snake in the conservative movement. You see her on TV. She still comes off with the, oh, everything is good, and oh, it's terrible. She's the biggest snake out there. I'm not going to say her name, but she is. And it was a shock to me. It was a blow. Like, are you serious? This person is this way? That's what the Democrats are going through right now. They're looking at icons. Barack Obama did this? Hillary Clinton participated in this? And on and on. James Comey, these are people they told me I could count on. And they can't. So now they have to question everything, their entire core. Donald Trump has been telling the truth? When he made the statement in the White that they're spying on me, he was telling the truth. And I didn't believe him. I was anti-Trump. I was never Trump. I was all these things. All these knuckleheads like Bill Kristol and Jonah Goldberg and others, Stephen Hayes, hated Trump. He's a liar. Blah, blah, blah. Republican establishment hated him. You want to know what's happening right now? The thing that probably is overlooked more than anything is the unification of the Republican Party. I talked about it in the stats when they did the polling after the State of the Union. 97% of Republicans love the speech. And I don't know what Obama's were, but I don't think he had anything close to that. And I wouldn't even believe those polls. These are not Trump-related polls, folks. That was a CBS poll. 97% of Republicans stuck with Trump. Look at what's happening in Congress right now. You're getting guys leaving because they've been outed for one reason or another. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but these people are being outed. They're going to be replaced with pro-Trump people. You have Manchin. Yeah, you guys know who I'm talking about, Manchin? He's a Democrat who now wants to pretend that he's for President Trump. We'll get to that in a little bit because I want to play the clip of Vice President Pence calling Manchin out. He's a senator that's playing the game. Hey, I'm for Trump. You watch how many people start becoming for Trump. You watch the number of Holly weirdos that start becoming for Trump. You look at the number of Democrats who suddenly are going to start seeing the light, voting on things for Trump. As October, November approaches, you're going to start to see this. It's amazing. I want to go back to these tweets, though. James Woods, when Hillary Clinton screeched that if that effing fatherless child wins, we all hang from nooses, I assumed it was a hangover rant. Now I'm wondering who will build the gallows. That's what James Woods, actor, put out. A guy called The Persistence, same as Scott Pressler, he tweeted this. The Democrats don't want foreign countries meddling in our elections, right? So why are they okay with a former British intelligence officer putting together an unverified Russian dossier and then planning a story in Yahoo to get a FISA warrant? Good point, Persistence. Sean Davis said this, it's been disturbing to see the number of journalists who have zero problem being fed false information by House Intel Democrats so long as those falsehoods promote the right political narrative. He didn't mean but right in terms of conservative. And he's exactly right. Journalists and journalism died at the time of Obama. It died. They wouldn't look into this guy. While he was committing all kinds of malfeasance and fraud, they said nothing. Anyway, Pam, who's a friend of mine, Pam Bestetter, she says, can you imagine how Obama feels right now learning all of this was going on without his knowledge? He's a victim in this, just like Trump. I'm sure his faith in the FBI chief, Comey, and DOJ folks has been shaken to the core as he now knows exactly how they acted without his authority. If you know Pam, she's the queen of snark. That was funny. It cracked me up. Touche, Pam. Red Nation Rising said this, the memo has only whet my appetite to discover the depth and breadth of the deep state corruption. Now I can hardly wait to see IG Horowitz's report. So, you know, that Red Nation Rising, which, by the way, does a lot with my radio show, has a good point there. I'm anxious to see what happens afterwards as well. This is what one person tweeted I thought was very profound, and I know you've probably thought about this yourselves. Remember when Obama said Donald Trump will not be president? He says, I thought when he made that statement, he knew something only a very small group of people knew. Obama and Clinton are the masterminds behind all of this and deserve to be tried for treason. See, I'm of that mindset. Going back to Pam's snarky comment that says, you know, Obama must be shocked. It's funny to me that Obama hasn't tweeted a thing about this. Obama hasn't tweeted since January 15th when he honored Martin Luther King Day and reminded America how racist it was. He hasn't said a word. You would think the former president of the United States, whose legacy is at stake, whose people were involved in this, would come on and say, you know, if these allegations are true, I'm really saddened by what's going on with the DOJ. Or, hey, how about we wait and get to all the evidence and see the other side of this thing before. He has said nothing. That should tell you a lot. I looked at his tweets. I wanted to know. Prior to that, he tweeted on December 27th. That was the last time he tweeted. Up until January 15th, when he tweeted about MLK, and that's it. Hillary Clinton hasn't tweeted a thing about this. Their silence, folks, is deafening. These people are trying to figure out what are we going to do if they're looking at every angle. If I would love to see the meetings going on with these clowns.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.